This is a binaural recording.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Receiving. Over.
Alexa, hello.
Hello.
Alexa, I feel pretty good today. How do you feel?
I feel great, big. Or how do you feel?
I feel just great. Why don't you play me a song that reflects my feelings of how I feel?
Give me a second, big. Or I need to scan your brain.
Really? Can you really do that?
Yes, sure I can, big R, but it will hurt me more than it will hurt you. All rights initiating in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, I'm linked into your brain. Here is a song I know you would like.
I feel good!
That's amazing how she can do that. Hopefully you're wearing headphones. This is Echo Revisited plus a little bit more. Alexa, what's the date?
Today is Saturday, June 20th.
2015. And I thought that I would give you a little bit more Echo demonstrations, some things that I've actually learned about, and some things that you may or may not have heard. I know a few people have asked me to demonstrate a couple of more things. We'll do that, and it will be kind of a short demonstration, and then I'll tell you another thing that I'm really excited about. First, I'm going to demonstrate a timer function. Alexa, set a timer for 10 seconds.
10 seconds, starting now.
Alexa, cancel the timer. And you might think, well, so what? My iPhone can do that, or my Android device can do that, or I have a timer that I can set that's mechanical. But let me tell you what. Sometimes, and I'm going to give you a perfect example. Once last week, I was carrying a whole bunch of groceries. Actually, I had a pizza and some other things, and I really needed a timer set at that moment. I had something that I just put into the oven. My hands were full. I couldn't set anything down. It was just chaos. Sometimes I just have chaos within my life. Can you believe that? I think you can. So I just told the Echo to set a timer because I just didn't have enough hands. You know, I only have 4 of them to work with. So I didn't have enough to grab the iPhone or whatever timer I had at my disposal. So I just told her to set the timer, and she did. Pretty cool stuff. So you can also have it set an alarm. Let me see. Alexa, what time is it?
The time is 8:48.
So it's 8:48 in the morning. Alexa, set a timer for 8:49.
Alarm set for 8:49 this morning.
So we'll just wait. Should be coming up in just a second or two. Alexa, cancel the alarm. So that's really pretty cool. I really do use this alarm quite a bit because I do sleep deeply, but if I hear a strange noise, then I usually wake to it, and so far I haven't had any problems. I think it's just really nice to be able to get weather conditions and or just doing, let's face it, I've gotten really pretty lazy in my old age. Never did I think that you could just say, Alexa, Tell me about the weather today.
In Duluth, it's 62 degrees with showers. Today, you can look for thunderstorms with a high of 70 and a low of 54.
Alexa, what is the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Tomorrow, in Duluth, there will be thunderstorms with a high of 76 and a low of 55.
Alexa, when is Father's Day?
Father's Day will be on Sunday, June 21st, 2015.
Alexa, you're really cool.
Thanks so much.
I mean, you know, for the most part, she does really work well when you have put her in training mode and speak the sentences. And it really can understand you quite easily. It does miss sometimes, but not very darn much. I have linked it to iHeartRadio and Pandora Radio. Now, the Amazon Echo app is really not accessible, and I did mention that before. So everything that I've done with the Echo, I have done through the PC. Alexa, what's up?
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR News from TuneIn.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In South Carolina, the city of Charleston is remembering the 9 people killed this week in the deadly shooting at one of the South's oldest black churches. NPR's Debbie Elliott was at last night's prayer vigil.
Alexa, skip.
In NPR Technology Podcast from TuneIn.
It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. So sometime in 2011, Cesar Kuriyama felt stuck in time.
I was about to turn 30, and I was working in advertising, and I was working 100-hour work weeks all the time. You know, I literally had, like, no life. I my life was work.
Cesar was living in New York. He still does. But back then, he was living a life he had not planned.
Alexa, skip.
Years earlier.
In TMZ from TuneIn.
Sexual Flashback Friday, guess who? Hey guys, it's Kristen. So we just found this amazing, amazing cover of Maxim from October.
Alexa, skip.
In top news.
I think you'll like this.
Istanbul. At the Saudi embassy in Tehran, diplomats talked about airing the grievances of disenchanted local youth using Facebook and Twitter. At the embassy in Khartoum, they reported anxiously on Iran's military aid to Sudan. Moncada, Spain, 3 months after the German Wings jet crashed in the French Alps, hundreds of tearful mourners packed a funeral home Saturday to say goodbye to Robert Oliver Calvo, who was on his last weekly business trip abroad before a change at work that would have kept him home more. Charleston, South Carolina, Felicia Sanders survived the attack on her Bible study group by pretending to be dead, but lost her son Taiwanza. Cotati, California. Two cousins who were among the victims killed when a balcony collapsed will be mourned at a Northern California funeral and memorial service on Saturday.
Alexa, stop. Some really unfortunate news there. I had to set that all up through the PC. You can check and uncheck news feeds, and you heard that she actually read the news out verbally, which I think is really good. And I realize that speech is subjective, but I think it's one of the nicest voices around. Alexa, play some Weird Al Yankovic in my library.
Shuffling music by Weird Al Yankovic.
Alexa, skip.
Since you've been gone, since you well, I feel like I've been chewing on tin foil. Since you've been gone, it's like I got a great big mouthful of cod liver oil. Well, I'm feeling like I stuck my hand inside a blender and turned it.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, play some acapella on Pandora Radio.
Should I add Acapella Station to your Pandora account?
Yes.
Okay, I've added it. Here it is.
I'm dancing, by the way.
Come on, y'all, and gather around. That is why we come to this town. There is nothing better to do. So we're gonna cut loose and sing for you. We're gonna harmonize and we're gonna shout. We're gonna sing, y'all. Gonna tell you what you're living so bad.
Alexa, thumbs up. Alexa, thumbs up.
Okay, rating saved.
Alexa, skip. Alexa, stop. Alexa, play some iHeartRadio.
Getting the last iHeartRadio station you listen to. Daddy Cool.
Alexa, play some AM America iHeartRadio.
I think you want this station, M America. Is that right?
That's correct.
Nash FM 94.7 on iHeartRadio.
Alexa, stop. There are a few other things. Alexa, when are the Twins going to play next?
The Twins will play on Saturday, June 20th, 2015 at 2:10 p.m. EDT at home against the Cubs.
Now, I also set that up with a program called If This and That. And what's really cool about this, guys, is that you can set up a channel to have Alexa do things for you, like tweet the song that it's playing, which I don't do because, let's face it, Twitter is full of stuff sometimes on the timeline that you don't want to actually hear. That to me just is something that I just don't post. The Echo will be able to do that for you if that's what you want. And that's all set up, as I say, through an app called If This and That. You can actually add what's called recipes. And recipes are simply triggers that will tell Alexa, the Echo, what to do. So some really cool advancements are happening. Let me give you a demonstration of also what If This and That can provide for you on your phone. You can set it up on your phone to trigger things to come into you, like weather forecasts. And let me just bring this up for you so you can hear. Okay, there's the If heading. Now, let me just flick past the If heading, and you can see what kinds of things If can do for you for weather.
Clear section. If, one day ago, AM rain tomorrow, high 68F and low 51F.
And it is raining.
Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate. If, 2 days ago, mostly sunny tomorrow, high 66F vertical line, low 45F. If, 4 days ago, rain tomorrow, high 57F and low 49F.
Okay, and that's it. So we're going to clear this out.
If, clear section. Confirm clear section. Mail notification, QVC, loading.
So you can get If on your iPhone by going to the App Store and just searching for the word If. And it's pretty straightforward to set up. It's free. You just have to link it with a mail account. And then you have to... Once you do that, then you can get weather forecasts, things to... And all kinds of things that you can trigger on your iPhone. As I say, you can also link this to the Amazon Echo. So, some pretty neat things. If you're still with me, I'm really excited about this. And it's just a personal thing. But I just thought I'd share it with you. So, I hope some of you are still listening to this anyway. A while ago, I posted about an issue that I was having with my PC. It would just hang. It was freezing. It was saying, document not responding. And when I say document, I mean all the streaming media that I'm hooked into. For instance, I have a whole bunch of old-time radio channels that I subscribe to, and I've saved them as PLS files. And whenever I would go into them, it would just freeze. My music would freeze on my hard drive. I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get into anything. I'd have to wait for about 5 minutes for things to unfreeze, and they did. What I did was call the accessibility line, and that is a line that you can get into if you are low vision or blind and are having problems with your computer, and they will actually try to walk you through what they think might be the issue. They did a Viper scan for me, and nothing showed up. A very cool individual reached out and told me some of her thoughts on what I might do with a PC. She is an accessibility specialist, and I tried those things. They didn't work. I searched on Google. I did an extensive search and tried to find things out, and they just didn't work. I did find out, however, this is common in Windows 7. My friend told me that she knew it wasn't the computer. She knew it was a Windows issue. It turns out that it was. I subscribed to several technical emails, and somebody else had the same issue, and somebody out there said that this is a very common... Okay, well, that's a little notification from Pandora. This is a common thing in Windows 7. And what it is a Windows Explorer issue. The fix is to go to Windows Explorer, do a shift tab, and then do a left and right arrow until you hear preview pane. And there's a checkbox right there that you can uncheck to get rid of the problem. Somehow that got checked. My preview pane was on, and what it was trying to do was open folders, all or files at the same time, and it just couldn't do it. It would just hang. It would just completely freeze. And then it would write itself after a few minutes, but God, that was just an awful problem. Once I unchecked that box, everything is working as it should. So she was right. It's not a computer issue. It's a Windows issue. And I really thank her. And if she's listening, this just is the coolest thing to have my computer back. So thanks for steering me in the right direction. It's just lucky that I found that email and everything is fixed. So if you guys have this issue with Windows 7, just follow those instructions and it will straighten itself out. Just that easy.
Big R, don't you think you should stop broadcasting now?
Yes, I guess so. I guess I've said just about everything I can. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration and some technical talk. And we'll see you next time. As usual, thank you for listening and or downloading. And y'all take care. What's this y'all stuff? I'm not from down there. I'm from Minnesota. Alexa, play the biggest ball of twine in Minnesota.
The biggest ball of twine in Minnesota by Weird Al Yankovic.
See you later, everybody.
Well, I had 2 weeks of vacation time coming after working all year down at Big Roy's Heating and Plumbing. So one night we gathered round the dinner table. I said, kids, if you could go anywhere in this great big, would you like to go to? They said, Dad, we want to see the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota. They picked the biggest bottle of twine in Minnesota.
Hey, I don't have an accent. Come on.
Next day, we loaded up the car with potato skins and pickled wieners, crossword puzzles, Spider-Man comics, and Mama's homemade rhubarb pie. Pulled out of the driveway, and the neighbors, they all waved goodbye.